Tehillim, the 12th chapter of Tehillim, Amoros Hashem, Amoros Tehoros, that the words of Hashem, Imros Hashem, the words of Hashem, Amoros Tehoros, are very pure words. And maybe it's saying that when the Kohanim, or really any of us, are speaking within our houses and speaking to our children, we should try to focus on things that are pure, focus on things that are good, focus on things that are positive, focus on things that are Torah, that are mitzvos, and that are holy. Because the rest of that chapter in Psalms talks about the real destruction and the real danger that can happen when people speak badly and speak evilly about other people. Very interesting, that particular chapter in Psalms begins, chapter 12, Lam Natzeach, to the conductor al Hashminis, on the eighth. Now the eighth could refer to a type of instrument, an eight-stringed harp that the conductor or that the musician was holding. But there's a medrash quoted in the Rashi on Divrei Hayomim that says a little bit differently. Now we don't know exactly who wrote Rashi on Divrei Hayomim. It could have been one of Rashi's grandchildren or one of his students, and we don't have a source for this medrash. But he says that this particular psalm was a prayer for the David HaMelech, King David's eighth generation. You had Shlomo, Rechavam, Aviah, Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yoram, and then the seventh generation was King Ahaziah. King Ahaziah reigned 2,724 years ago, and he was killed. And after he was killed, his mother took immediate action. And his mother went, it says, Vasaya im Ahaziah, Asaya, the mother of Ahaziah, who had been the king of Yehuda, Ra'asa kimeis b'no, she saw that her son had died. Vatokam, and she rose up, Vata'abed es kol zera hamamlocha, and she destroyed the entire royal family. And she took over, and indeed Asaya was the wicked queen of Yehuda for 6 years. And that would have been the end of the Davidic line. That would have been the end of David HaMelech, King David's royal family. That would have gone seven generations and no more. Except that there was a young lady by the name Yehosheva. She went and she took her nephew, Ahaziah's son, Yoash. He was a little baby. She took him, she hid him together with his nanny in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, in a room right next to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maybe above or below the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and they managed to hide him there with the help of Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, for 6 years. And after 6 years, they broke out, they staged a rebellion, they got rid of Asaliah, the queen, and Yoash became the king. Yoash was, for most of the time, a fairly good king. He refurbished the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, which was appropriate, because it had saved his life. And the truth is, many of the laws that we learn about building shuls and renovating shuls and collecting money and fundraisers come from Yoash. And that also clears up a mystery, because right at the end of this 12th psalm, there's a verse that says, Saviv Rishoim Yehalechu, that evil people will surround. And Rav Huna says that's telling us that a person should not hang out outside of a shul. You should be inside the shul davening. If someone's outside the shul in a way that shows that they're not interested, he says that's a very bad thing. That's a very evil thing. Obviously, there's ways to be outside a shul and show that you are interested, but he's talking about if they're not interested. Question is, how did he see that in the verse? But now we know, because that verse was talking about the story of Yoshio, and that's exactly what happened. Yoshio was inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and surrounding him all around were all of these evil people from his mother, his grandmother, Asaliah, were wreaking destruction on the Jewish people. But we still need to understand, why does this verse, or why does this psalm, center on Lashon Hara? Why does it talk about slander? Why does it talk about the harm that comes from speech? That doesn't seem to have anything to do with Yoshio. King David is davening for Yoshio. He should talk about the Davidic line, he should talk about the mitzvot that Yoshio was going to do. Why does he focus on slander, on speech? And I noticed a very interesting thing. The verse I read to you earlier in the book of Kings, the Malachim says that Asaya rose up, vatokom, vata'abed es kozera hamamlocha, and she destroyed the entire royal family. But there's a parallel verse in Divrei Hayomim in Chronicles that tells the same story but changes just one word. It says, Asaya im Ahaziah ra'asa kimeis b'no. Asaya saw that her son had died. Vatokam, and she got it up. Vatedaber es kol zera hamamlocha, and she spoke about the entire royal family. Now some understand that that means that she poisoned the entire royal family. But on its surface, that means that the way she was able to stage her rebellion, the way she was able to get rid of the entire royal family, who were her own family, her children, her grandchildren, her nieces, her nephews. The way she was able to do that was through speech, through talking. And that's how she was able to stage this terrible murder and massacre that allowed her to be queen for 6 years. And that's what Dawud HaMelech, King David, said, that we need to avoid that kind of speech, that kind of destructive action that we could do, because that could cause murder, it could cause mayhem, it could cause rebellion. And to that, Dawud HaMelech said that Amaros Hashem, Imros Hashem, Amaros Tahoros, that Hashem wants pure speech. That's what should happen, and that's what needs to happen.